Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Alrighty, hour number two of our radio program. That's right, it is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Ariel Epstein, the prop queen, going to be joining us coming up 20 minutes from now as we'll do some NFL picks with Ariel. But first, let's skip around the room here. We got a lot of big matchups this weekend in college football. Let's start it off. We will identify the matchup and then give you a name, whether it's a coach or it's a player, of someone that has a lot of pressure on them this weekend. We start things off with LSU and Vanderbilt. I'm looking at Garrett Nussmeier. This was a guy that's supposed to be a first-round pick. I never really understood the first-round pick hype with Garrett Nussmeier. LSU's offense the last few years hasn't been an issue. Now it has been an issue, and Garrett Nussmeier has looked rather pedestrian this year. 1,400 yards throwing the football, but 9 touchdowns to 5 interceptions. You know Diego Pavia and company are going to have some fire. They're going to have a spark. They're going to have some juice to them. You got to be able to go blow for blow with them. Now, your defense is good, so that could level out the playing field for you, but can you deliver? Because you look at this LSU's team, I just don't trust that offense right now. So it's Garrett Nussmeier for me. I think he's got to have a big game or a serviceable game, an efficient game coming up on Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. Nico?
I'm going to go with the other quarterback, Diego Pavia. This guy talked so much smack in the offseason about Vanderbilt and how they're not getting the respect they deserve. How about you go out there and win a big game? I know they had the win last year against Alabama, but besides that, they didn't really do much. I need to see the production on the field, and if Vanderbilt is going to win this game tomorrow, Diego Pavia has to be the one that leads him there.
Samter, what do you got here for LSU and Vanderbilt?
I'm going with Tiger Family, Mr. Brian Kelly.
I don't think anyone ever says it like that.
Tiger Family.
I don't know. It's Mike Lowry.
The Tiger Family.
With my Tiger Family.
There you go.
You don't really sound all that Southern, if I'm going to
be honest. No, I think my Southern accent sounds more like Russian or German. I don't even know. But yeah, it's Brian Kelly. I mean, this is year 4 for him, and we know what happens in the year 3 jump for Brian Kelly when he comes to a new team. So this is a year where he really has to prove it. He's got what's supposed to be a decent quarterback. He's got a good defense. That offense, which is usually his forte, is just not looking good. So I think that a lot of pressure on him to prove it.
Okay, we will keep it moving here. And when we get to the next game, we'll go Oklahoma. And I always find it funny when people write USC for them. Like when I think of USC, and I like the South Carolina program, I think of the USC Trojans. I don't think the Gamecocks of South Carolina. But anyway, Oklahoma, South Carolina, I'm starting off with John Mateer. Should not have played last weekend in Red River. I appreciate the effort. I appreciate the attempt, but that significantly impacted his team. I don't know where that hand's going to be this weekend, but it doesn't matter. If you're on the field, you better play well, because Oklahoma, they could only get one more loss. And once they get one more loss, then the next loss, you're probably out of the college football playoff, and that schedule picks up in intensity really after this one. And South Carolina's at a cupcake. They're just having a down season. But after that, they play Ole Miss, Tennessee, Alabama, Missouri, and LSU. John Mateer, he can't be the reason why Oklahoma loses this weekend. Nico?
I'm going to go with Brent Venables, similar situation. Kind of like what I mentioned earlier with Josh Heupel. I'm thinking the same thing with Venables. It's been a very inconsistent tenure for him so far at Oklahoma. A couple of seven-loss seasons in the first 3 years. This is a game they have to win against South Carolina if they want to have any chance of getting into the college football playoffs. So it's a big one for Venables this week.
Samter?
I'm going Lenore Sellers. He went into the season as on the short list for the number one overall pick. Yeah. He has struggled this year. Last week, 124 yards, no touchdowns, and a pick, completing 56% of his passes in that loss to LSU. He has not looked great. His draft stock is falling, so he has a lot on his shoulders.
Yeah, I actually, it's weird because I monitor a lot of those mock
drafts. He's
still
up there.
He's still in there in the first round, but he has not been playing great football this year at South Carolina. Ole Miss and Georgia. I'm going to go Kirby Smart. So I think there's a lot of pressure on Kirby Smart. And there's pressure in many different ways. If Georgia misses the playoffs this year, Kirby Smart's not going to lose his job. Kirby Smart right now is viewed as arguably the preeminent coach in the country. But you're on this trajectory of being the next Alabama. And you won two national championships, and then the last 2 years you haven't won a national title. And I just look at this Georgia team this year, I just don't see it, right? I think they put some lipstick on the pig in their comeback up against Tennessee where it masks some of those problems because you won. Then Alabama was begging to win the game in the fourth quarter. You couldn't do that. And that offense, I like their quarterback in Gunnar Stockton. He's good. But even like last week, were they really all that impressive against Auburn? No, they had to come on back to get a victory up against a pedestrian football team in Auburn. So this is a huge one for Georgia because if they win this, they probably will make the college football playoff because they only have one loss and the rest of the year they play Florida, Mississippi State. You know, we'll see what happens with Texas. You have Charlotte and Georgia Tech, which was a really good game last year. But I got to see Kirby Smart not only win, but win a way that shows me that Georgia can be a dominant team once again. Because I just don't think people right now fear Georgia. And remember, last year, Jaxson Dart got hurt early on in that game for Ole Miss. And Ole Miss's offense, you know, when Ole Miss wins, what does everyone give credit to? Oh, Lane Kiffin and the offense. The offense wasn't the reason why they won that game last year. Ole Miss out Georgia last year with their defense. Now, I know this defense isn't that good at Ole Miss right now, but I got to see Kirby Smart basically get some payback for last year. And his football team start to look like the team that they're capable of. So I'll start with Kirby Smart when we look at Ole Miss and Georgia.
I'm going to go with Gunnar Stockton. Same thing that you're talking about. In terms of the fear, I feel like no one is scared of Gunnar Stockton. And especially with what's going on with Carson Beck in Miami, the way he's playing right now, Gunnar Stockton has to step up for Georgia in this game. You talked about it. Only 20 points against Auburn. Didn't look that dominant. Stockton himself doesn't really have a convincing win. I know he comes in late for Beck in the SEC championship and beats Texas, but then loses to Notre Dame in the playoff. They lost to Alabama this year. I need to see Gunnar Stockton come out and have a big performance and get a big win over Ole Miss.
Samter, last one for Ole Miss in Georgia.
I'm going Lane Kiffin. I mean, he's had one really good win this year against LSU, but for him to really prove that Ole Miss is on that stage and they're actually a title contender, yeah, they're a top five team. But if you beat Kirby Smart, if you beat Georgia
for the second year in a row,
if you do that and you give Georgia their second loss, I mean, you're basically announcing to the world we're here to stay. And maybe Lane Kiffin is saying I'm here to stay in Ole Miss as well.
Yeah, he basically said it to Chris Lowe, or I think he basically said it. So I saw this. Let me just pull up his Instagram because I'll get the whole thing. He did a whole sit down interview with Chris Lowe, who I don't know where Chris Lowe is working right now. I thought he was at ESPN, but now I think he may be at On3. But anyway, he put it on his Instagram story. And in this article, it was, it's On3 Chris Lowe's at right now. Kiffin has a ready answer when asked how he will handle the mounting speculation over the next several weeks about his coaching future. Quote, "If you keep going and chasing and you do that often, you're missing the things right in front of you," he said. "You're always listening and looking, and that's been a really common theme in my life from a job standpoint and from a personal standpoint of just missing what was there right in front of me." So that's not him saying, I'm definitely staying. But I think that's him saying, I'm different. I'm more mature now than I was in my younger years. And I understand how special it is right in front of me. Alrighty, next game that we'll go to, Texas Tech at Arizona State. Sam Levitt's banged up. He's going to play. Barron Morton's banged up. It's expected he's going to play. If not, it'll be Will Hammond. So I look at a 1-2 punch in the backfield for Texas Tech, Cameron Dickey and Jacoby Williams, who are both having really good seasons. And Cameron Dickey had the monster game last week on the season, 91 carries, 591 yards, and 8 touchdowns. Well, he had 263 yards up against Kansas and 2 rushing touchdowns. So without knowing what to expect from both of these quarterbacks from an injury standpoint, let me look at the Texas Tech backfield. Run, and make sure that the tortillas aren't flying one way or another. Next one.
I'm going to go with Kenny Dillingham, and I don't want to rip him completely because, like you mentioned—
Wait, now, can I ask a question? Mm. This game is at Arizona State. What happens if the tortillas fly on the road?
I mean, I guess.
But like, right, when you're at a home stadium, I know the tortillas are associated with Texas Tech, but when you're at a home stadium, you assume that the fans, not that it's all, but the majority of the fans are from the home team. So if Arizona State fans start throwing some tortillas, is there going to be a penalty against Texas Tech or is it going to be against Arizona State? It's just something interesting to me to watch right there. Anyway, Nico, go ahead.
I don't think they can call it a penalty because then if I'm an Arizona State fan, I'm bringing a whole bunch of tortillas.
I'm loading up
on
those tortillas. You're going to see Samter flying out there this weekend, you know, just throwing those tortillas. That's just going to help. He'll be like that guy that caught that ball in Buffalo 2 weeks ago. He's going to throw the tortillas and he's going to run away. Just be the reverse. There's going to be nothing going to Samter. He's just going to be doing the crime. All righty. What do we got, Nico?
Well, so for Kenny Dillingham, I don't want to rip him completely because, like you said, Levitt's been hurt. But I really thought that Arizona State was going to take the next step this year. I know they lost Scadaboo, but this is a huge opportunity for the Sun Devils to get a big win at home against Texas Tech. And then if you look at their schedule after that, they don't really play any tough opponents. So if they're able to win out, they could find themselves right back in the conversation for the college football playoff.
Samter?
I'm going with my boy, Sammy Levitt. He's coming off the injury. We don't really know what happened. He played before the bye, then he was hurt, and then he missed last week, and they got blown out. He's probable, so we'll see how healthy it is. But he's another one of those guys who went into this year. You know, he's a sophomore, so he's not coming out after this year. But he came into this year as one of those guys who was, you know, potential number one overall pick. He's been okay, not great. So I think he has a lot to prove that, hey, you know, I can beat a big team. I can go back out there. Our ASU team is as good as what people expected us to be before the season.
I love when Samter talks about Arizona State. Let's go to Tennessee and Alabama. Jam Miller now got hurt in the fourth quarter last week. They were still able to win. He's played in 3 games this year. When he plays, Alabama's 3-0. Beat Georgia, beat Vanderbilt, beat Missouri. He has had an unbelievable start to his season, 267 rushing yards with the rushing touchdown, and he's a player that's a really good complement. I know they have so many good wide receivers, but Ty Simpson and Jam Miller just in that backfield, it's a really good complement that they have going on. So I'm curious what the health is of Jam Miller. He's expected to play in this one. His status is upgraded to probable, but let's see if he can last throughout the game because when he plays, they win.
I'm going right back to Josh Heupel. I don't want to sound too repetitive, but this is a massive game for Heupel. And I know you disagree, Zach, but I'm waiting for Tennessee to take that next step and become a national championship contender.
They made the playoff last year.
But they got killed by Ohio State in a game that everyone thought they were going to win.
When was the last time? You weren't even alive when Tennessee was good. Like national championship good. Tennessee doesn't have a standard right now of winning a national championship. It's making the playoffs. Sure, would you like to see them progress? But if they make the playoff this year, that's a successful season when most people thought they were going to miss the playoffs this year.
I think if they get into the playoff, for me at least, if I was a Tennessee fan, I'd be sitting there saying, now you got to win a playoff game. Like, they've already gotten there. Let's see you take that next step forward. So that's why I'm going with Heupel.
All righty. So Nico just keeps on slamming Josh Heupel, who all he does is, right, 11-2, 9-4, 10-3, has stabilized that program. You know, it's not James Franklin territory yet. He stabilized the program. But Josh Heupel's only been there since 2021. So what do we got cooking here, Samter?
I'm going with your boy, Kalen DeBoer. That first week loss to FSU with missing the playoffs last year, the talk was loud. The conversation was loud about whether DeBoer can make it work at Alabama. He's beaten Georgia 2 years in a row. They're on a roll. They're up to number 6. If they win this game, I'm not saying it's quiet. It you know, silences everything, but it puts them in a situation where, okay, now DeBoer could be DeBoer and bring Alabama to where we all kind of thought that he could when he got hired.
They win this game, it's nearly impossible for them to miss the playoff. Because you could be a 3-loss SEC team and get in, but you would think the line of demarcation there is 2 losses. Like, you get 2 losses, you're in the playoff if you're in the SEC. They win this game, the rest of their schedule, the rest of the way, South Carolina, an LSU's team whose offense is terrible, Oklahoma, who I think is going to start to trend in the wrong direction, Eastern Illinois, and then Auburn. Like, you win this game, you'll be in the college football playoff. All righty, USC and Notre Dame, it's time for Chris Ash to go. First 2 weeks was not good. You know, they were 0-2, allowing a ton of points. Now Chris Ash kind of has got his feet back underneath them the last 4 weeks, getting four victories in a row. Chris Ash up against Lincoln Riley. Big matchup on this one. USC, Notre Dame. Notre Dame's defense can be the reason why they lose, but for Chris Ash, it can't be the reason why they lose. Nico?
I'm going right back to the head coach. It's Marcus Freeman for me. This is a huge game for Notre Dame. We've talked about it before. Pretty much season on the line for the Fighting Irish here with the two losses already. They've got to win this one against USC at home.
Samter?
I'm going Lincoln Riley. I think enough said about that. There's just so much pressure on him in general after all the stuff that he's done since he got to USC. They actually have a good team this year, but I don't think a lot of people are talking about them. This is going to make people start talking.
Let's go Missouri and Auburn. Last week, Ahmad Hardy really didn't do much up against Alabama. Before that, he had 100-plus yards in each and every one of his games rushing the football, 782 rushing yards on the season and 9 touchdowns. When I look at Missouri and Auburn, I don't love either of these quarterbacks. Like, Bo Prabhula's fine. Jackson Arnold's kind of been disappointing, you know, in his career. Ahmad Hardy's the best player on the field, at least on the offensive side of the ball for both these teams, so I will go with him in this one.
You mentioned him. Jackson Arnold is the one for me. This guy was a 5-star recruit when he first came out of high school, did not perform well at Oklahoma, transfers to Auburn. We just haven't seen success yet in an Auburn Tigers uniform, and I'm looking to see if he could do that this week against Missouri.
Santa?
I'm going Eli Drinkwitz. There's all this talk about, does he go to Penn State? Does he go to a different, bigger program? He's finally one of those guys who's kind of building up the Missouri program. Has he reached his peak, or does he still have more to prove, more to do, more that he can accomplish? So I think Eli has a lot of pressure on him.
Let's go Utah and BYU. I'm going to look at BYU's running back, LJ Martin, on the season, 652 rushing yards and 4 rushing touchdowns. I look at this one, I think of Utah. I know that BYU has a very good defense as well and a very good rushing defense. When I think of Utah, I think of their toughness and I think of their grit. And I think it's going to be a battle led by their head football coach in Kyle Whittingham in what could be his final season. How do you kind of negate that grit? Well, you have a tough running back that just physically pounds you throughout the game. So I look at LJ Martin in this one.
I'm going with the quarterback, Bear Bachmeyer. This is a big opportunity for him. BYU 6-0. They've obviously looked great offensively. They haven't really played anyone yet, though. So this is a huge test for the BYU quarterback to try to make a huge moment for the Cougars.
And real quickly, Coach Prime, if you're listening, I am a believer. Don't let Nico say they haven't played anybody, because BYU did play Colorado and they beat them 24-21. The views of Nico Scarlatos do not reflect the views of Zach Gelb and the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Samter, send this home.
It's funny, because before the show, you said exactly the opposite. You said, screw Colorado. I don't believe in Prime.
That.
I don't think they're going to be very good this year.
You are fake news.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Especially after Colorado just beat Iowa State and made Rocco Beck cry.
I know. Rocco Beck, man. That's my guy, Anthony Beck, right there,
yeah.
Too. A little Jets love right there. A little Jets connection.
I do like Anthony Beck. Very nice to me.
Good
but
dude.
Anyway, what do you got?
I'm going to go Devin Dampier, the quarterback for Utah. He has looked pretty good this year.
Very good.
In 4 games, 4 wins before last week's ASU win, he had, 13 touchdowns to 1 interception. However, in the loss to Texas Tech, 162 yards, no touchdowns, 2 picks. In the win against ASU, yeah, they blew them out. ASU didn't have their quarterback. Dampier had 104 yards and no scores in the air. Now, he had 3 rushing touchdowns.
Yeah, 120 yards on the ground.
But what I guess my point is, like, he's looked really good against crappy opponents, right? Against UCLA with DeSean Foster.
Against Arizona State.
Yes, but not as a quarterback, more as a runner, right?
So, well, that's part of the game now. That's college.
It is, but I guess my point is he needs to prove that he could do more than that as well. In the game against Texas Tech, he was terrible as a runner, as a passer. So I think that this is a big game for him to show against a good opponent that his success is not just against bad teams.
All righty, Zach Gelb Show, Infinity Sports Network. We'll do some NFL picks with the prop queen, Arielle Epstein. Next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All righty, Zach Gelb Show, Infinity Sports Network. We'll get to some NFL picks right now with the prop queen, Ariel Epstein. Make sure you check out her website, thepropqueen.com, your one-stop shop for props. What a slogan. What a line. Ariel Epstein here with us. Ariel, how are you?
I'm great. I can't believe it's already going to be week 7 in the NFL. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Did you enjoy? I know you're a Ravens fan, and I know the Bengals are going up last night against the Steelers. Did you enjoy Joe Flacco being elite last night on Thursday Night Football?
It was incredible to watch. It's funny. You said you're a Ravens fan. Did you enjoy? I was confused as to where you were going to go with that because nothing's really been enjoyable this season. Watching Joe Flacco be elite yesterday was crazy to look back. I know that recently, since Joe Flacco has joined a new team, he's had success the last few years. Outside of the Browns, of course, who stink, since 2023, the start of 2023, Flacco's won at least the first two of three games with a new team going back to, I mean, what, it's been now 23, 24, exclude the Browns, and now here with Cincinnati.
Yeah, and he had that one run in Cleveland when he came off the couch a few years ago and somehow won Comeback Player of the Year and came on this show and was basically like, I don't want the award. Now, I hate to do this to you. I know you are a huge, and I mean a huge, Yankee fan. A lot of Yankee fans are tired of Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone, but I feel as if the brunt of the criticism goes to Aaron Boone. So I'll ask you about both. Your feelings on Cashman and Boone. Are you done with both of them or just done with one of them?
Done with both. Clearly, it's not working. I say it about the Ravens, too. It takes me a long time to call for someone's job. Aaron Boone has been great to me. Brian Cashman has been very nice to me. I've worked with both of them. I hate doing this. The Yankees haven't had a World Series since 2009, and they've been in it, of course, but were embarrassed last year by the Dodgers. The same thing goes for football as baseball. When you're playing undisciplined, something's happening at the top. I know they are veteran players, and that shouldn't happen. Clearly, it's happening because there's no discipline on the team, and the team is running itself. Plus, you hear A-Rod and Jeter saying that the team's poorly constructed. Well, that's the general manager, Brian Cashman. I like that they took advantage of no Juan Soto this year, and they totally utilized the money correctly by taking in a Max Fried and going a little bit deeper. But the problem always lies within the Yankees organization of loyalty. I worked for them, and it is amazing quality to have as an organization to be loyal. Sometimes the Yankees are loyal to a fault, which is something Mr. George Steinbrenner was not. If you're not producing, we are not loyal. The Yankees have given too many people too many chances.
I sense a lot of pain and suffering in your voice that even though the Yankees have been eliminated for a while.
I sense a lot of happiness that you feel it.
I didn't say that. That's your assumption. You know what happens when you assume you make an ass out of you and me. But I will say with the Yankees, same story every year. And I get it this year with Cole out, Soto on the Mets, that the New York Yankees, right, we didn't know what to expect out of them. For most of the season, people were bitching. But in the big spots, the defense stinks and the bats are MIA. And it's been the same story now for the last 6-7 seasons.
I guess you could say the Yankees' only saving grace was not being swept by the Red Sox at home, which, if it did happen, maybe some changes could have happened to the Yankees front office or like the staff, which, I mean, I guess they did fire a couple of coaches, but that wasn't necessarily
the problem.
But that's
the thing. Like the Yankees, they have like a high standard, right? The Steelers should have a high standard. The last few years, both of those teams, like the Steelers, their defense stunk last night. Mike Tomlin hasn't won a playoff game since the 2016 season. And we're talking about the Yankees here. We're not talking about, you know, I'm going to throw out a team. I know they won a World Series not that long ago, the Kansas City Royals. It's like, you're expected to win the World Series. You know,
Well, the problem is when you have superstars, when you have generational talent, you don't want to waste it. And I think that's where my two teams, the Yankees and the Ravens, and yes, I'm both. My dad's from Baltimore and my mom's from New York.
It's fine. Who cares? People, if they complain and get on you for that.
People ask all the time because it doesn't make much sense. My two teams have a Lamar Jackson and an Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
Two of the you could say generational talents that we have in the leagues, both leagues. Both fan bases are very worried that we're ruining the prime of these two players because of poor management. And I have to agree, Lamar Jackson's not the problem. The Ravens have been fumbling the football in big spots for the last 3-4 years. Same thing for the Yankees. Fumbling a ball, essentially, by committing errors and not coming up in big spots. I was at the game that eliminated the Yankees this year in the ILDS. And I remember there were a few at-bats where the third baseline is wide open. They're shifting. And it's Anthony Volpe at the plate. And I think it was a runner on first. Maybe no one was on. But you had to get something going. And Volpe struck out in like 14 of his last 19 at-bats. Volpe could have just bunted down the third baseline, which is something in 2009... Derek Jeter, Brett Gardner, those players would have done, and I know that Volpe's at the bottom of the lineup, but do something to get the game going when the bats aren't. The Yankees take the same approach at the plate. It's not aggressive. They sit there and watch. The off-speed stuff kills them, and there's no changes to be made. Like, even the Tigers, the Mariners, they start to play a little bit of small ball. The Blue Jays, they started crushing the baseball, but a lot of it wasn't just home runs. They get hits, and they learn how to get on base. And the Yankees just don't do that.
Now, we have a great listener, Syke Mamter, who's incredible with Photoshop and, like, making songs and things like that. Syke, I need a Photoshop of Ariel in the Spider-Man GIF with her as a Ravens fan and then her as a Yankee fan, because it's the same thing. Like, you're pointing at one another, and you're talking about them the same exact way, Aaron Judge and Lamar Jackson. So we talked about, obviously, Cashman and Boone. Are you done with Harbaugh? Are you like, all right, get rid of Harbaugh at the end of the season? It's time to reset?
This is the first year I've said I'm done with John Harbaugh. I feel the Steelers fans' pain with Mike Tomlin. How much can you be just above average but not good enough to win the big game? And the Ravens have done that. It's not about personnel. And I know people are calling for DaCosta's head, the GM of the Ravens. I'm calling first for the Ravens defensive coordinator, Zach Orr's head. I think he should have been gone. You can't start the season back-to-back years this way. Terrible. Then now, with again, last 5 years, big spots, team fumbling the football. You look at the Vikings, you look at the Niners. These are two teams this year that have lost quarterbacks, have lost bigger players outside of their quarterbacks. They are competitive.
Yeah.
They've been winning football games, or they're in football games. The Ravens haven't been in games for the last 3 weeks. I know it's been a tough schedule. At least look like you're trying. Tyler Huntley has started a playoff game for the Ravens as the backup quarterback, and yet they were in those games. Tyler Huntley covered nearly every game he started, including big spots like a playoff game. So has Harbaugh lost the locker room? Are they not as aggressive? I don't know what's going on in that room, but when things are messy, it typically starts from the top, and that's Aaron Boone, and that is John Harbaugh.
Wow, a fired up Arielle Epstein wants everyone out. She wants everyone fired with all the teams that she roots
for. Don't fumble
the
ball because Lamar Jackson's hurt.
Yeah. All righty, Nico, let's get to the music. We'll get to NFL picks here for week number 7. Arielle will give you 3 picks, and I'll give you 3 picks as well. Do we have the music? Do we have the music? We don't have the music. Okay, we don't need the music. We'll just spit fire with you anyway. Arielle, first pick here. What are you going to go against the spread?
Ooh, okay, we're going against the spread. Let's go with the New Orleans Saints. So the Saints, they have a running back named Alvin Kamara, who is a Pro Bowl running back, going up against one of the worst run D's in football, the Chicago Bears. When you can maintain time of possession by running the football, like, I'll give you a little dig, I guess it's not a dig, you're a Patriots fan.
Yeah.
The Patriots did against the Cincinnati Bengals last year in week one when everyone thought the Bengals were going to win and the Patriots won outright week one last season. It's because you could run the football against a bad run D. So the Saints, they're getting a Bears team that I know has won 3 straight, covered as a dog, but they have played on the road and they haven't played as well at home. Caleb Williams, the quarterback for the Bears, he's 29th in passing success rate. Guess what? Spencer Rattler's not that bad. He's actually very middle of the pack average. So as long as the Saints can maintain possession of that football, they could keep this game close against the Bears D. Take the plus 5.5.
Yeah, I kind of love that pick too, because from a spite standpoint, I just do not like Ben Johnson, and Caleb Williams also annoys me too. So I could get on board with the Saints plus the 5.5 points. You mentioned my Patriots. We know Mike Vrabel's going to want to destroy Tennessee.
Are you going to take this public take like everyone all week?
Yeah. We're back in the penthouse, the New England Patriots. We are back. And you know what happens when they're back? I bet them and I win money. Give me the Patriots laying 6.5 points. And you know what? If I'm wrong and the Patriots win, I'm still good with that. If they don't cover the 6.5, if I'm wrong and I lose money gambling and the Patriots lose, yeah, that's when I get upset. So give me the Pats laying 6.5 points.
I'm going to take a 4 p.m. Eastern time game, the Chargers minus 1.5. This is a really good scheduling spot for L.A. to get the Colts. Chargers last week was the 4th time in 6 games that they were on the road. The Colts, they're playing great and they're winning the games they should. They played Miami, Tennessee, and Vegas. They beat up a banged up Arizona team. And I know they beat Denver. That was their big win. Remember, the Colts should have lost that game. There was a penalty on the field goal.
Yeah.
And if they didn't get that penalty called on them, they would have lost. But that penalty helped them kick another field goal, and the Colts ended up beating the Denver Broncos. The Chargers minus 1.5 at home. Great spot against the Colts.
All righty. I'm going to go Monday Night Football. I know we have a doubleheader. I am going to take the Seahawks laying 3.5. I don't really trust Sam Darnold in a big spot, but they're in front of the 12th man. But who I don't trust in a big spot is also C.J. Stroud. I feel like anytime there's a primetime game or a big spot for the Texans in the history of my lifetime, they lose. So this game is later. It's 10 p.m. Eastern time. I'll probably be asleep by 10:30. I'll probably be up. Let's be real. I stay up till 1 in the morning anyway to watch these games. But I hope to be asleep during this game because I want the Seahawks to roll them and make me go to bed by the third quarter. So give me Seattle laying 3.5.
I'll take the other Monday Night Football game. I'm laying 5.5 with Detroit. I know that the Lions secondary is banged up and there's some suspensions and injuries. The Bucs' entire receiving core is hurt. It's not like, oh, well, they've got a great running back. No, their whole game has been Baker Mayfield throwing the football. I'm not worried about the Lions secondary being banged up because their pass rush is still really freaking good. And that's not the Bucs game. They're going to get to Baker. I'll lay 5.5 at home in Detroit after those Lions just got embarrassed by the Kansas City Chiefs.
All right. I will be doing the game for Compass Media Networks in the studio, Commanders and Cowboys pre-half and post. With that being said, I think a lot of people are going to bet the Cowboys. I don't know if that information is true or not. It's just the way that I personally
feel. Well, I was
going
to if it wasn't for Trayvon Diggs getting a concussion in his house.
Yes, which I read about today, which is just absolutely crazy. And you had all those two players got injured last week for the Colts, like in pregame warmups or something like that. So it's been one of those weird years. But I look at the Cowboys, I think a lot of people from afar are going to be like, oh, they have the number one offense. CeeDee Lamb's coming back. George Pickens. Maybe the Cowboys are going to find a way to even this thing up and get to 3-3-1 on the season. And I look at the Commanders. Deebo Samuel probably not playing. Terry McLaurin also probably not playing. This Cowboys defense just stinks. And I like Jaden Daniels to bounce back from a loss. And I'm getting a point and a half here. I'll take the Commanders plus a point and a half. So the three picks this week, Ariel's going to go Saints plus 5.5, Chargers minus 1.5, Lions minus 5.5. And I'm going to take the Patriots minus 6.5, the Seahawks minus 3.5, and the Commanders plus a point and a half. Once again, you can visit Ariel's website, thepropqueen.com. Make sure you do that. Get some merchandise. Take all of her picks, all that stuff. Follow the great Ariel Epstein. Ariel, appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Good luck this weekend.
You got it. Ariel Epstein joining us right there on the show. We'll take a break when we come on back. The Eagles have lost two straight. What the heck are they going to do going to Minnesota this weekend, where they're going to see a familiar friend?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All righty, eBay is home to millions of finds, and each one becomes part of your story, from your favorite vintage band tee to the dream car you've been searching for. It's all there. eBay, things people love. The NBA season kicks off next week, and we've got a battle of heavyweights to begin the year. The Knicks and Cavaliers have the two best odds to win the East, and we'll go head-to-head on Wednesday night at MSG with tip-off set for 7 p.m. Eastern time. You know, our buddy Syke Mamter, he never fails us. He already has Ariel Epstein in a Ravens jersey and a Yankees t-shirt doing the Spider-Man pointing to one another as if they are the same person after hearing Ariel complain about John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson, and also complaining about Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone and wanting John Harbaugh, Aaron Boone, and Brian Cashman both to be fired. Ariel did see it. She also texted me. She said, "This is literally so perfect. Tell him I say thank you, but I do need him to make me in the middle of Boone and Harbaugh stupid disbelief faces." Oh, she's still fired up. She is fired up about the state of her baseball team and the state of her football team. How about that? Alrighty, let's get to a little Philadelphia Eagles right now. I genuinely do not know where this Eagles season is going. I genuinely do not know what to expect out of the Philadelphia Eagles up against the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday. Carson Wentz, he is going to be starting for the Minnesota Vikings, which makes me ask two questions. Number one, are you really going to let Carson Wentz beat you if you are the Philadelphia Eagles? You know, I know since he's left, you added another Super Bowl, right? And you survived that contract and Jalen Hurts ended up working for you. But are you really going to let Carson Wentz beat you? And number two, this question's more so for Samter than Nico. And I'm really curious what Samter's answer is on this. How many years did you work with Andrew Perloff, by the way?
A year and a half.
Year and a half. But you know him pretty well, right?
Sure do.
Working with him each and every day, right? 5 days a week and being his producer. And when you guys were together as a show, you had this disgusting Sports Illustrated cover of Carson Wentz, which I may or may not, means I did, gave the idea that we should destroy the Carson Wentz poster. And we ultimately did. Now, Andrew Perloff is a huge fan of the backup scrub quarterback. Andrew Perloff also is the only Eagle fan I know that still likes Carson Wentz. Do you think on Sunday, Perloff, who's this big Eagles fan, do you think he's going to set aside his Eagles loyalty and root for Carson Wentz?
No, not a chance. I think potentially he might like hope for an Eagles win, but Carson Wentz has like a good game and just doesn't, you know, but it's, yeah, no, he's not rooting for Carson Wentz. No way.
I think he does.
No way.
I don't know. Hold on. I'm going to call Perloff. I'm going to tell him we're on the air. We're going to see how this works. He probably won't pick up. Let's see. We're going to call Andrew Perloff right now.
Yo, what's happening?
Yo, you're on the air with us just real quickly. I have to ask you a question because we're talking about you, if that's
right,
okay.
We're on the air right now.
Yes, you are on the air right now. I just wanted to let you know. Okay. Sorry to just throw you on the air like this. Are you rooting for Carson Wentz this weekend up against the Eagles?
I think this is a bad connection, Zach. I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on. I'm not rooting for him, but it's complicated.
See?
It's complicated.
I think if I was to watch the game with you and be on your couch, right, we had some pigs in the blanket, maybe have some pizza bagels or things like that and some chips and some queso, I think you're rooting for Carson Wentz in this one. I really do.
I want the Eagles to win, but I want Carson Wentz to have good stats. And let me tell you why. It's not about my love for him when he was an Eagles quarterback. It's because of you and Maggie Gray and Michael Samper and Steve Kovac and everyone who wouldn't let me keep my Carson Wentz poster in the studio and tore it to pieces, publicly humiliating me and Carson Wentz to stay in Philadelphia. Yeah, I've never been bullied by coworkers like the Carson Wentz situation. And that's why I'm rooting for him, just to stick it to you guys.
But you know what? I actually feel bad. I don't usually apologize to people. I apologize. I didn't know that we made you feel that humiliated and that bad. I don't like to be a bully. Never would like to be a bully.
You tore the Carson Wentz posters to bits.
Yeah.
Just like the Eagles tore young Andrew Perloff's hearts to bits many times through the years.
You got it. All righty. Well, I'll make it up for you. But we'll go for and we'll get some Siddells real soon, okay?
I love it. Zach, who do you got in that game?
Oh, boy.
I got to tell you, Nick Costos was on our show today. BetMGM, he likes the Eagles big. And I'm starting to go there, too. Because everyone's getting healthy, so I'm going Birds.
You know what? Costos likes the Eagles. I'll take the Vikings then. I think this is going to continue. I think that the Eagles are going to lose three in a row, and you're going to be happy but upset coming up on Monday when you walk into the studio.
If it's an Eagles Patriots Super Bowl, then we're just going to war.
If the Patriots are in the Super Bowl, I'm going to be the happiest person in the world. Drake May, baby, that's a quarterback. All right. Anyway, thank you for doing this.
Right. Have a good weekend, bud.
You got it. You too. You know what? Thank you for doing this. I basically just called him. He's like, we're on the air right now. That sounded all right? No? You don't think it sounded good?
No, it sounded terrible. I mean, anytime I hear Perloff's voice, I think it sounds terrible. But as far as a segment is concerned, great. Great time. That was really funny.
Yeah. So.
I called it. I said
he's not going to say it.
He wants the Eagles.
He
does. Yes, he does.
He's not going to say it. It sounds as if that's when you have Samter. You're a Jets fan, right?
Today, sure.
Forget about you, Nico. You're a Giant fan, correct?
Right.
Let's say if Eli Manning was basically thrown to the wolves by the Giant franchise, and Eli Manning was on the San Francisco 49ers, and it's the 49ers and the Giants, someone asks you, hey, Nico, who are you rooting for this weekend? What's the response?
The Giants.
Thank you, without hesitation. Perloff was like, wait a second, Jim. I don't know. Wait a second, Zach. Like, he basically did the Tony Romo right there.
All right, so here's a question I have for you then.
I know exactly what you're going to ask.
Let's say, first year that Tom Brady leaves the Patriots,
mm-hmm.
the Buccaneers are playing the Pats.
Yeah.
Now, what is your mindset heading into the game?
Well, it wasn't the first. I don't think it was the first year where Brady was away, or was it? Was it the first? They played. I want to say it was year number two of Tom Brady. Maybe it was year number. No, I think it was year number one. It was like week four or something like that. I believe it was in week one. And I said this. I'm going to cheer Tom Brady before the game. I hope that Tom Brady, as long as it's not my team, right, has a successful season. But I want to kick the crap out of Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm a Patriot fan first. Brady's my favorite player of all time. Didn't want him to get hurt in the game. Want him to go on, had success. I was very happy when the Buccaneers beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. My team wasn't in there. But when you're playing my team, even if you're my favorite football player of all time, and we're mentioning some scrubbing, Carson Wentz, like we're talking about the great Tom Brady. Even I, though, could say, I wanted the Patriots to win, and I was disappointed when they lost that game.
I'll give you another one. In December, the Giants are scheduled to play the Vikings. If J.J. McCarthy's healthy, I don't give a damn. Giants all the way.
Yeah, but that's because you're a Michigan fan.
Like, but that's what I'm saying. It's a quarterback that I loved who's now not on my team anymore. I got to go against him for the Giants.
Yeah, but there's no like NFL connection to that. That's college football connection. I will say this, though. This is a huge game for the Eagles. Because that defensive coordinator, Brian Flores, and that defense of Minnesota is damn good. Now, I don't know what to expect out of Carson Wentz. You got Jefferson, you got Addison. Right? I think Aaron Jones is coming back for this one. So there are pieces, right? The Vikings, if they keep this in the high teens, low 20s, they could win this game. But this got to be a statement for the Eagles. You lost two games in a row. You lost to the Broncos after you blew a 17-3 lead, and either A.J. Brown stopped running or Jalen Hurts overthrew A.J. Brown. And then the game I was at Thursday night last week up against the Giants, the Giants went belt to ass to the Philadelphia Eagles. And in that game, Jalen Hurts had Devontae Smith wide open down the left sideline. I think it was 20-17, and they were trailing, and he missed him. And then later on in the game when he threw the pick six, he had A.J. Brown wide open, and he couldn't get him. You lose this game, and you suffer three losses in a row, people are going to start to say, well, these are the Eagles from 2 years ago and not the Eagles of last year, where when there were some tough times, they opened up a can of whip ass where it was 2 years ago, hey, you had a 10-1 start, and then there were tough times and you only won one game down the stretch. This is an enormous statement game for not only the Eagles just to win, but for Jalen Hurts and for A.J. Brown to stop all these shenanigans. Stop all the nonsense. Stop all the hogwash. Stop all the jackassery. That's got to stop. Those two guys are really damn good football players. And they may hate each other's guts right now, but guess what? Jalen Hurts, you need A.J. Brown. And A.J. Brown, guess what? You need Jalen Hurts. So I'm going to be really curious how this game does play out. But I think it's as clear as ever been. Andrew Perloff, Mr. Philadelphia, Mr. Balakinwood, Mr. Loa Merion, Mr. E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles, he's doing a skull chant this weekend. He wants Carson Wentz and the Minnesota Vikings to win. Not the Vikings necessarily for that part, but he wants Wentz. And I think secretly he'll be on his couch saying, go, Carson, go, 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 Carson, go, go, go. And he'll do the skull chant instead of the Eagles chant. Zach Gelb Show, Infinity Sports Network. Ralph Russo will join us next. We'll talk some college football with Ralph. It is a great job. Senior reporter for The Athletic.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.